You have your Bibles with you. I'd like for you to turn with me to Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. I want to look at that first verse of Ephesians chapter 5. Paul writes, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children." Dear children. Now, if we know, we understand, we know the truth that if Christ died for us, we feel that conviction in our sins, the Spirit within us is letting us know we are children of God. We are the children of God. But he didn't just say as children of God, he says as dear children. You know, there's a, you parents, you know there's a difference between that child and that dear child. It's not that you don't love them. Oh, how much of love of God is upon us. Even in times of our disobedience, even in times of our just ignorance or just what we just willfully do, His love is still upon us. But how much more love do we feel? How much more love is poured out upon us when we're following Him as that dear child, that one who wants to do right, that one who wants to do his Father's will. I think, you know, as a new parent, that's one of the things that is my struggle, is getting my child to do what I want him to do. You know, when they're babies, all they have to do is cry out and they get something, you know, milk or a candy or a pacifier or whatever. All they have to do is cry, cry. But then they start getting older and it's just like, well, you can't have everything you want. Don't we have to learn that lesson? You can't have everything you want. Right. But it's a struggle sometimes. Especially when we know the Father's will and the things that we want. There's a difference at times. But brethren, if we are following as dear children, if we're holding to this word, having it upon our heart, if this is what we desire, then our wants will be more in tune with that will. The closer we follow to Him, the closer we are of trying to be that disciple of Christ, our wants and our desires will be more of things above and not on things of this earth. So Paul would say, be therefore followers of God as dear children. Now I love those therefores because we have to kind of go back to see what therefore is there for. You know, if you go back into Ephesians chapter 4, first verse, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation where you are called. Are we not the called? Are we not called out? Peter would say we are called out of darkness into His marvelous light. We are the called out. The church is the ecclesia, the called out. We're supposed to be separate from this world. There should be a distinction. You know, it's very easy to tell by some people's accents that they're not from around here. It's very easy when we go to other places them to find out, hey, you're not from around here, are you? How is our spiritual accent, if you will? How is our spiritual walk? Do people identify us as a child of God? Do people identify us as a dear child of God? The one who's trying to do right. The one who's trying to do what he can. Paul said, "I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy." Walk worthy of the vocation where we're called. You know, if we're walking in this world, if we're doing worldly things, if we're following after our own desires, our own lusts or whatever, we're not walking worthy. We're not showing forth that worthiness of being a child of God. Even though in our disobedience, we know that the Lord has died for us. That's already secure. That's already been bought and paid for. I can't change that, thank God. But we need to be showing that. Letting that light shine. Showing the ones in this world I'm a child of the King. You know, growing up, there were some times I was put in some situations where I had to make a choice. I could do this or I could do that. I knew if I did this, I'd probably have a lot of fun. But it would probably bring reproach on my family name. It'd probably come back on my daddy. It'd come back on my mother. And a lot of times, brothers and sisters, that alone helped me to make the right decision. How much more should we be thinking about that of our Heavenly Father? He knows all. He sees all. You know, we can get by with some things with mom and daddy. But there's nothing we can get past the Lord. That's why we need to come to Him and please, Lord, forgive me for the wrongs I have done. Forgiveness, asking for it, Lord. Please forgive me, repenting of what I've done. You're not going to acquaint Him with anything. He already knows it. So as a dear child of God, we need to notice and recognize, Father, I have wronged. I'm in the wrong. I need forgiveness. I need your grace and your mercy. You know, that the prodigal son, you know, he got what he wanted. He got his inheritance, went and spent it all, riotous living. And then he got to the condition where he was just wishing that he could eat what those hogs were eating. That's pretty bad, isn't it? That's pretty bad. He thought about even his servants in his father's house live better than this. Now, what he did that change him being that man's son? No. But it does change the circumstances that you're living in right now. His condition was pretty bad. Very bad. Hit rock bottom, if you will. But when he came to himself, came to the right mind, and came back to his father's house, he was welcomed with open arms. That's how our Heavenly Father is. If we confess our sins, if we know that we've done wrong, asking the Lord, please forgive me, and have that sincere heart of repentance, brothers and sisters, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. We have a loving God. Some people would want you to believe that God is just up there judging every single thing you do and just ready to strike you down as soon as you do something wrong. That's not my God. My God is a God of love. He is love. You can't even say anything else about this. He is love. The love that He shows forth to us. So why not, if we understand that our God is love and He's a loving Heavenly Father, now, He does judge us. Now, He does chasten us at times. But even in that chastening, there's love. I want you to do right. I don't want you to do wrong. I want you to go this way. I want you to go the right way. And He has given us His word. You know, Psalms 119, 105, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, showing us where they need to go. It's all right here. It's all laid out in front of us. But it's up to us as that dear child of God, as followers of Christ, to follow His word. Read His word. Try to understand it as best we can. If you don't understand it, just keep reading. Talk to others. Bring it. Make it a part of your life. How much better would our life be if this was our life? Just this alone. Now, I understand we have responsibilities. We have jobs. We have families we have to take care of. But brothers and sisters, the more we put this into action, the more we rely on His word, the more we rely on His guidance, will help your job, will help your family, will help your life. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. This word is chock full of these promises. And we need to lean upon those. We need to learn this. Real quick, turn over to Micah chapter 6. Micah 6, verse 8. He has showed thee, O man, what is good. And what doth the Lord require of thee? But to do justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with thy God. Sometimes that walking humbly is hard, especially in this climate we're in today. We need to realize that God, vengeance is His. It's not up to me to get back at anybody. It's not up to me to fight carnal battles. I need to trust that the Lord will watch over me. I need to trust that the Lord knows what's best for me. And is walking as a dear child, wanting to do my Father's will, trying my best to walk that path that He has lit for me. Brothers and sisters, He'll help us. He'll be with us. And He always will be. You know, growing up, I loved it when my dad would help me and show me things. But there's coming a time where mom and daddy's not going to be there. There's coming a time when mom and daddy can't help you with things. When you finally start to realize, mom and daddy can't do everything. But my Heavenly Father can. He is well able, well equipped to handle any problem that I have in my life. Why not listen to that one? Why not try to follow after Him as that dear child? I want to be that dear child to my Heavenly Father. I want to try my best to do what I can. I fail too often. But again, He's faithful and just to forgive us. If we have that strength, if we have that feeling of repentance. You know, repentance is granted of the Lord. I'm so glad that we have that Holy Spirit dwelling within us. We have His Spirit. You know, He told His disciples, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. He said, I will come to you. We don't have just some distant person. We have to put in a call and wait 3 to 5 business days to get it back. No, we have a direct line. We have a direct line with Him. I can call upon Him any time of the day, any day, anywhere, in whatever state that I'm in. But brethren, sometimes we have a condition where we feel like our prayers don't leave any further than our head. But the closer we walk as that dear child, the closer we are in tune to His will, brethren, the better we're going to feel. Conditions of our life in this world may not change, but the joy we feel in our heart and the closeness we feel to God, that will change. We'll get stronger and stronger in His strength. If I'm relying on my strength, I'm going to fail. We need to be relying upon His strength. Back in Ephesians chapter 5, find it again. Yeah, thank you. Ephesians chapter 5 says, be ye therefore the followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us. How much love was shown to us? How much love is shown to us? It's immeasurable. We don't understand it. We can't understand the depth of love that was shown to us and is continued to show Him to us each and every day. He says, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given Himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Now don't read that and think that He offered Himself to us. No, you have to read it correctly. He said, and hath loved us and hath given Himself for us an offering and sacrifice to God. He was the fit sacrifice, and He offered Himself to God. He died for us. He didn't offer Himself to us. He did His Father's will. If you want to know the perfect example of a dear child, it's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When He came, He did always the will of the Father. I don't always do the will of my Father. I didn't always do the will of my Father growing up. Y'all know my dad. You can ask him. But our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our perfect example and the very word that is here for us to learn. He is our perfect example. Why not use that as an example? What other example could you have? This is the very best. The Word of God is the very best that we can have. And real quick, let's go to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, in the second verse, and he says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." If we're going to know this, we're going to have that renewing of our mind. The best way we can renew our mind each and every day is reading His Word. Following His Word. If we want to be that dear child and walk in our Father's will, we need to know what His will is. And the best way is to read His Word. It's that simple. You know, some people say life is hard. It is hard. But if we got to know, read His Word. That's pretty simple, isn't it? Just reading His Word. Renewing our mind each and every day. Now, he said in the first part of the verse, "Be not conformed to this world." This world has no use for this word. This world has no place for it. Brothers and sisters, I pray. This is my prayer that my life and our life, my family's life, we will make place for this word. Amen. If we have no place for this word, then we have no place being a dear child. I can't unmake myself a child, but we want to walk as that dear child. So, renewing of our mind, reading His Word each and every day, and reading that Word, and being a follower of Christ as that dear child. If we go real quick in Matthew chapter 5, we can actually be a help to others. In the interest of time, Matthew chapter 5, verse 13, "Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set upon a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all them that are in the house." He says, verse 16, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." As a dear child of God, a follower of Christ, a soldier of the cross, all of those lumped together, that dear child, one who is following His Father's will, if we're learning His Word, reading His Word, trying to follow after, we can be an influence to others around us. As the one who puts that candlestick, to put the candle on the candlestick, so he can hold it up and give light to the others. That city upon a hill, like a beacon for people to see. And he said, "Ye are the salt of the earth." You know, why do you put salt on food? To give it some flavor. To give it that seasoning. We can be a good seasoning to someone. We can be a help to someone around us. If we're following as a dear child, we'll show those good works. Letting that light shine in this dark world. And people can see that. See those good works. Want to know, why? How can I do that? How can I be like that? And I want to be a dear child. I want to be a follower of Christ. Now, we understand that they have to be born of the Spirit to be able to see this. But if they are, and they're still living in the darkness, maybe you can be that light. Or maybe you can be that seasoning to help someone along. But remember, he says, if the salt had lost its savor, it's good as nothing. If we hide our light under a bushel, it's good as nothing. We need to be showing forth the good things of Christ. That's one of the reasons for the gospel. It's the good news to proclaim I'm not out here trying to save souls. I'm trying to help people. God already saved the soul. He gave us His gospel. He gave us His word to help us through this life. And if we want to walk as a dear child, we need His guiding light, which we've already heard in Psalms 119, 105, is His word. We need His word each and every day. I urge you to start your day reading His word. Start your day some time in prayer and trying to be a good follower of Christ is that dear child. Amen. Thank you.